Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good afternoon. I'm standing here with School Superintendent Dr. Tondra Williams and First Deputy Commissioner of Operations, Deputy Al Wright. Just to give you an update, first and foremost, the condition of the student is serious but stable condition. We're told that he will survive the injuries. Obviously, it's very concerning, but it is he is in stable condition. It is a 15-year-old male that was stabbed, that received three stab wounds, one in the neck, one in the back, and one in the arm. We do have two individuals in custody, and a knife has been recovered. We are working towards an arrest. Our detectives are working with the district attorney's office to determine what are the appropriate charges. At approximately 1:10 p.m. today at McKinley High School, during the transition between classes, a fight ensued in the stairwell just off of the hallway, and all of this was captured on the McKinley School security cameras. A fight ensued in that hallway where one student drew out a knife and stabbed the other student multiple times. As we know, as I already said, that there were three stab wounds. This occurred very quickly. It was very quickly evolving. That student then that did the stabbing ran out of the hallway. Within seconds of that student that did the stabbing left the hallway, a school security officer came down the stairs and was on scene and guided and assisted that victim down to the nurse's office where police were called. Our officers responded quickly. It was determined that the individuals that were involved went to a classroom on the third floor. Police officers went up to that classroom, took two individuals in custody, and we, again, as I said, we have them in custody now. Obviously, this is a very serious situation. It was handled very quickly. The two individuals, or three individuals that were involved in this, and the two primary individuals, they are known to each other, and this stems from an incident that occurred earlier this summer in July. There was a stabbing incident that occurred on Main Street around the Fountain Plaza area. These are this, what we are being told as of right now, these are the same individuals that were involved in that incident that occurred. So these are known. This was not a random act. This was a known situation, known assailant, known victim in this case, based on that earlier summer incident. With that, I will turn this over to the school superintendent at this time.
Thank you so much, Commissioner. I want to begin by saying that certainly we are just you know, we are feeling relieved that the student who was hurt is going to be okay. I have been pretty consistent about my expectations for safety. We want all children able to report to school and for parents to know that their children are safe. At McKinley High School, it's one of our larger high schools. As you heard the commissioner share, this was not a random act of violence, and it was responded to immediately. We've done some things at McKinley just as an infrastructure of supports, in that we have additional security at the school. We partner with folks that are outside of the school. As you heard, the cameras were crystal clear and were very helpful in helping the police to be able to respond to it. And the district always, always cooperates with the Buffalo Police Department. So I'm just, again, relieved that the student will be fine. I will be reaching out to the family. Our hearts go out to the family. But it's just a very unfortunate, unfortunate situation.
Commissioner. All right, with that, we'll take questions.
You had mentioned about two individuals. Can you just be a little bit more specific? We talked about two students, and you had mentioned how one of them did the stabbing, allegedly. Can you talk about the conduct of the second student or individual? What are they in custody for?
It was a quickly evolving altercation that occurred. Yes, they are both students. As I said, after the incident, they went directly to a classroom. One is going to be accused of stabbing the individual, and the other one was involved in a physical altercation. So, like I said, we're still determining with the district attorney's office what appropriate charges for each of the two individuals will be lodged against them.
Is this a two-on-one situation?
I don't want to get too deep into it because we're still reviewing video. I watched myself one camera angle. There's other camera angles, so we want to get more information. You know, we're out here now because we want to be as out in front as quickly as possible. You know, I know obviously there's a lot of concern when it comes to an incident at school, especially with a weapon involved. We wanted to get word out very quickly that the situation was stabilized at the school very quickly. The school was, again, very quickly put into a shelter in place. They were taken into custody very quickly. So it's, you know, the system worked. School security was on scene within, I said, seconds of the stabbing occurring. So there were staff on scene. The knife was recovered by another staff member within the school, was recovered and brought down to the office and secured for police to take custody of that weapon.
Are there metal detectors there? How
so did that get in? There's weapons detections. There is a difference between a metal detector and a weapons detection. They do detect knives. We are still investigating how this particular knife got in. There's a lot of investigating. Just because we made an arrest, it doesn't mean that the investigation is over. There's going to be a lot to determine on how this knife got into the school.
A lot of work has gone into beefing up security at these schools, especially since the last incident in McKinley. I mean, what is the message for parents who are concerned that another significant incident like this happened at a local high school here? Does security get brought up even more into the discussion here going forward?
Yeah, McKinley is one of our larger high schools. Certainly for parents, what I want to share is if your child tells you that they have an issue with another student, please notify the building leadership. For students that may be listening, if you are having any difficulties with another student, please let one of the adults in the school know. Students that see something, please, you have to say something. And we want to intervene as early as possible to prevent something like this from happening.
Superintendent, this has happened now four times in the past 3 years where a stabbing has taken place. Why does this keep happening?
You know, if I knew the answer to that question, what I will share is that, you know, coming out of this pandemic, and I know folks feel that the pandemic is over, it's a thing of the past, but the behaviors that we're seeing nationally from everyone, not just our young people, are heightened. The trauma that has been experienced, the anger that the students feel. And so that's why I'm so heavy on making sure that we have folks in schools for our children to talk to. It's really, really important. Mental health is really real. And, you know, I just want to, again, you know, ask parents, talk to your children. I know some are 16 and 17 years old. You got to talk to your children and find out what's going on, what's happening day to day in schools. And our students, please, we're all here to help you, all of us. There's not a single adult in any of our school buildings that won't help. You just got to let us know if you're having any issues.
Well, again, there's a lot of video to review, so I can't answer that question about what happened after, but we are going to review. There's a lot of video cameras in and around the school. We're going to be monitoring all of those. Obviously, that'll become part of the case, so we'll have more answers on that.
One more right here.
Can you tell us immediate actions that are going to be taken and whether or not school tomorrow will resume or what can students expect?
School will absolutely resume. This was, a targeted situation. Tomorrow we will have our crisis response team out at the school. I believe we'll have some extra security at the school. Our counselors will be prepared to speak with children or staff. They may feel that they need to talk about this incident, and I believe there will be a presence tomorrow from our SROs.
All right, one last thing. Commissioner, just clarify the condition. Not stable, but serious, but stable.
Serious condition, but stable, and will survive.
Could you just be clear on the ages of the other students as well? So you have a 15-year-old, but the other ages are what?
We'll release that information once an arrest is made. Once we have that, we will put an advisor out. We're doing this press conference quickly because we want to get out in front of this. We want to get as much information. We don't have all the information. I don't have all the information right now, but once arrests are made, we will get that the ages, and obviously we won't be able to release identities. They meet that age or the requirement below the age where we cannot release names, but we will release ages and what those charges are once they're finalized.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.